Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in about 30 minutes or so, we are going to head to Buffalo to be joined by Steve Tasker. He is their color commentator. He is in their Hall of Fame. He is also on a show called One Bills Live. Very happy to catch up with Steve Tasker. I feel like, Rob, at least once a year, we have Steve Tasker and Jeremy White on the show. You know, the Chiefs, they play the Bills every single year. And if we're going to Buffalo, then those are the two people that we need to talk to. So this is how I would like to begin the 5 o'clock hour before we get to the hits. I believe that Josh Allen is pretty clearly the second best quarterback in the National Football League. I remember making this comparison whenever Josh Allen really started to ascend in his third year and really started to take shape. I think Josh Allen is a better version of Cam Newton. Like, if you think about how he plays, his style, I think he's a more refined, better passing version of Cam Newton. I think he is incredible. But he is reaching a very unique part in his career. I call it the LeBron zone. LeBron reached a point in his career where his individual accolades and individual game statistics didn't matter anymore. LeBron could have a triple-double in his next 7 regular season games. It will not move anybody. LeBron has reached the point where, did you win NBA MVP? Because if LeBron won MVP at his age, it would be a really, really big deal. If we thought he was the best player in the league at over 40 years old, never happened before. If LeBron went to another championship, if LeBron won another championship, and now he's sitting there with 5, we'd have very different conversations about LeBron. But if he's not doing any one of those 3 things, then everybody at this point has formed their opinion and reached their own conclusion on who they think LeBron is. That's kind of where Josh Allen is. Josh Allen could go out there on Sunday and throw for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, run for another one, and take over the MVP race, and the Bills could win this game 31-21, largely because of who their quarterback is. You guys will not feel any different about Josh Allen. We all acknowledge that he's good because at this point, he has checked almost every single box that's left in his career except one. He's a superstar quarterback. He's won MVP. He's been on the cover of Madden. He dates an international superstar. Josh Allen is one of the most popular and most beloved athletes in American sports. He has absolutely no championship accolades or no championship pedigree. And in American sports, that's all we really care about. How many rings you got? That defines you. And what is different for Josh Allen, I think, in comparison to Patrick Mahomes, is Mahomes answered this question pretty early on in his career. Patrick went to the AFC Championship game his first season as a starter, went toe-to-toe against Tom Brady, came as close to beating Tom Brady as you possibly could be without actually beating him, thanks to Dee Ford. And then the next season, he went out there and then won the championship. I mean, there wasn't a lot of time to doubt Patrick Mahomes because things happen really fast, really quick. So a lot of the hurdles that you have to jump over if you're one of those superstars, Mahomes just jumped over it really quickly. I mean, it took Mike, for as great as Michael Jordan is, Michael Jordan didn't instantly step in the league and win championships. No, he bumped his head. I mean, you lost to the Boston Celtics. You lost to the Detroit Pistons. You needed to add this player, do this thing and do this thing. And then eventually you won a championship. That's the stage of his career that Josh Allen's in. This is the Kevin Durant. This is the Steph Curry. This is the LeBron James. Plenty of athletes. Giannis, you can name them up and down the line. This is where you are. Josh Allen is starting to run into this problem. He's in the Patrick Mahomes generation, but he doesn't have a championship yet. And the new generation, the younger crop of quarterback, is already in the league and starting to find early success. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like Josh Allen's old. He's not old, but he's not Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is 22 years old. He's not Drake May. Bo Nix is a little bit different. I know he's a little bit older quarterback, but I mean, Bo Nix is 25 years old. That's different than turning 30 at the end of the year, and that's where Josh Allen is. So he is in this very unique conversation where he's no longer one of the young guys. He's not one of the old guys yet, but he's just stuck in the middle where he doesn't have a championship. I only bring that up because usually at this stage in your career, you've already won a chip or you're real close to winning one. The only guys that we are talking about in the last 25, 30, 35 years that at this stage in their career, they didn't have one yet, we're talking about Brett Favre. Like, we're talking about John Elway. We're talking about Peyton Manning. We're talking about Matthew Stafford. Like, that's kind of where we are with Josh Allen. This is year 8 for him. This is not early anymore. This is not his rookie contract. No, you've played out your rookie contract. You're in the middle of your second contract. You are for sure going to get a third contract from the Buffalo Bills. You have 2 AFC Championship appearances. You have 0 Super Bowl appearances. You have 0 Super Bowl rings. Where's the stuff that you're supposed to have when you're one of these guys? Usually, if you're Josh Allen, you get one by now. Aaron Rodgers got one kind of early on in his career. Drew Brees already had one at this point in his career. Russell Wilson got one. Ben Roethlisberger, like Joe Flacco, got one by year 5. Eli Manning got one by year 5. Josh doesn't have any of those things yet. So I think right now the biggest storyline in the NFL, if we're talking big picture, not a micro, not this week, big picture is, when does Josh eventually beat Patrick Mahomes? I don't know if that's in 2025. I don't know if that's in 2027. I don't know if the answer is never. I mean, that's a possibility. The possibility could be never. Patrick Ewing never beat Michael Jordan. Reggie Miller never beat Michael Jordan. It's not a guarantee that eventually, if you keep trying and keep trying, Gonzaga still hasn't won the national championship. Oregon still hasn't won the national championship. They've been good for 20 years. They still haven't won the championship. So I do think that sometimes we talk about these great superstars like eventually it's going to happen. It's a foregone conclusion, even though history is littered with guys that got really close, were really good for a long time, but just were unable to take that next step in their career. And I think right now the big storyline in the NFL is to try to figure out if Josh Allen is going to eventually take that next step in his career. Let me play for you guys what Jim Nantz had to say. Jim Nantz went on, friend of the show, Adam Schein. So let me find this for you. Here it goes. I found it. Here is Jim Nantz. He was on SiriusXM Channel 82. Here he is talking about the rivalry.
They need one another. If you look at great rivalries in sport, you know, Magic needed Bird. Jack and Arnie needed one another. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady needed Manning and Peyton needed Tom. It goes with the territory. They bring out the best in one another. And you said something at the start of that question about, oh, you know, people sometimes lament, poor Josh, he can't get it done in the postseason. He hadn't done anything wrong. He's
right.
Played brilliantly in those games. Those have been really epic matchups. The one back in the 22 divisional round, which was the 42-36 overtime game, probably the best game I've ever seen. And, you know, last year was a nail-biter. But and again, it came down, high scoring affair, came down to a field goal margin in a win for Kansas City. But I just think the two are going to be linked well beyond their playing years. It will, it always will be part of the story, and part of the legacy for each one of them will be the fact that they tangled against the other.
This is where I disagree with Jim Nance just a little bit before we get to hit number one. I don't think the two maybe need each other in that context, but I understand the point that he's making. I think the NFL needs this story because we are a people that need storylines. It's good versus evil. It's why superhero movies are so popular. Like, we need stories. We need characters. That's what drives your interest in something. The storyline is a tale as old as sports time. You have on one side of it, the people's champion won everything. Patrick Mahomes has won every possible thing that you can win playing football at this point in his career, his professional career. He's won everything that you could possibly win. He's the golden child. He has three championships. They've been there five times. He has multiple MVPs. He's been on the cover of Madden multiple times. He has everything that you can possibly have. And in the midst of you gobbling up all of these things, you have directly affected Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and all of these other quarterbacks, and the feeling that eventually these other guys break through. So every season, one of the big storylines is this finally the year for Lamar Jackson? Is this finally the year for Josh Allen? And if you're Josh Allen, and if you're looking right now at the AFC, man, now's the goodest time as ever. You got the Chiefs, and you're always going to have to deal with them, but Baltimore is not the team we thought they were going to be. Cincinnati is not the team we thought they were going to be. So we talk about this big four. We spent all summer talking about the big four. Two of them ain't playing. And Lamar's just getting back for Thursday Night Football. Drake May's in his second year in the National Football League. Trevor Lawrence didn't turn out to be the quarterback that we thought he was going to be. C.J. Stroud was everybody's flavor of the month. Houston stinks this year. Now's as good of a time of any if you're going to now try to strike in the AFC. Who are you worried about outside of Patrick Mahomes? Daniel Jones? Bo Nix? Justin Herbert? Guys who also were in the same category as you that didn't win anything. I've said this before. If Buffalo doesn't win this year or Buffalo doesn't get the one seed and they don't control things, it will be one of the biggest missed opportunities in the last decade. Everything has come together for Buffalo this season. Look at their schedule. Everything has come together for them. It's the perfect storybook ending. This is the second time they've changed the rules for the Buffalo Bills. This is the last year in their stadium. Look at the schedule and the way that it's broken together. This Bills team, they have played every important game at home. They played Baltimore at home. They played Kansas City at home. Tampa Bay at home. I know Cincinnati, it didn't work out for them. They would have had the Bengals at home, and they play Philadelphia at home. Like, I can go through their road games with you. I mean, what are we doing here? This was a schedule that was designed for you to go 13-4. This was a schedule that was designed for you to be the one seed. This was supposed to be the year. And if you let New England beat you, and if you let Kansas City beat you, you will never, ever, you will never live down the missed opportunities. One of the things that we always do in sports is we think you get 15 chances. Oh, he'll be around for a decade. Man, we watch too much sports. That ain't how it goes. Sometimes you only get one, and when you got your one chance to win it, you better win it. Aaron Rodgers, he had his chance in 2011. He won it. Drew Brees, he won his one. He's never been back since then. Rodgers, never been back since then. Joe Flacco, never been back since then. Sometimes you don't get three or four chances to be a champion. Sometimes you get one or two. This was one of those times for Josh Allen, and we'll see if the Bills can cash in, and we'll see if they can win a chip. Rob, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
I just want to read this text really quickly. Someone says, CDOT, I think that Josh Allen's like Elway. He'll eventually get one. Maybe. I mean, at this point, now with all of these guys about to hit 30 years old, I don't see a world in which we think Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow are all winning a championship. Somebody leaving their career without having one. Everybody ain't winning a chip. Maybe 3 years ago we could have had that opinion. Josh Allen's about to be 30 years old. Lamar Jackson's dealing with injuries. Joe Burrow once again has a significant injury. Somebody is leaving this generation with no championships. And then 10 years from now, Rob, when you and I are still arguing about Chips Ahoy cookies, there's going to be some young hotshot quarterback from Florida. And you know who we're going to call him? The next Joe Burrow. The same way that we call Justin Herbert the next Phillip Rivers. And it just becomes a cycle. So I don't know if Josh Allen's 100% getting one. I mean, I think he is going to get one. But history is littered with athletes that we thought eventually would win a championship and didn't end up getting one. Josh Allen will just be the latest.
Number two.
Kansas Always Hits are brought to you by Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era. Carrington, these two.
Hey, is that what Kansas just played basketball a couple days ago when y'all just beat up on somebody?
No, they played Fort Hayes State.
Fort Hayes State. Okay, I was just wondering. Shout out to Baker. I wasn't sure. I just know KU, they was playing some team. They held them to like 31 points. I mean, Darren Peterson basically said, hey, look at my NIL contract. Come on now. I'm not playing in this game. Is that what happened? Because he wasn't hurt. He's not injured or anything.
I think he was battling cramps is what I was told.
You know what happened? Darren Peterson went up to Bill Self and said, it's not in my NIL contract to play in this game. I ain't playing in this game. Wake me up when you guys play North Carolina. That's next Friday, right? They play North Carolina next week.
Yeah, it's a week from tomorrow. Tomorrow, K-State basketball has their exhibition game against a school I've never heard of.
Who they got coming up?
Newman.
Oh, that's in Kansas, right?
I mean, they're all Newman. In Kansas.
I think Newman's like that. They're like the Newman Jets or something.
Oh, there you go. Who's Mizzou got in this little topsy-turvy exhibition world?
I don't know. Probably Duke, because, you know, we only schedule top-notch, for sure.
You scheduled K-State for one of your exhibition
100%,
games.
100%. Yeah, real competition. While you guys are scheduling Fort Hays State, we're and challenging Louisville. Ourselves against Kansas State.
They played Louisville, a top-15 team on the road.
I don't remember that.
Mizzou played in front of dozens of fans against K-State, which is a bubble team.
I don't remember that.
Anywho.
Dozens of fans is great.
It was 9 o'clock. I mean, actually, you know, as I'm making fun of Mizzou fans, the school did them dirty. 9 p.m. for a basketball game on a Friday night? No chance that was well attended.
Dozens.
None. There are more people listening to this segment than there at that game.
For sure.
Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, Carrington, these two teams, with them and the Bills, are forever linked in the NFL draft because not just Keon Coleman versus Xavier Worthy, which we feel like we know the results of, but also Kaiir Elam and Trent McDuffie. How is it, if you were a Bills fan, you got to feel an extra level of saltiness because the Chiefs continue to get the best of you in the NFL draft?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point that you make, that these two organizations are linked in so many different ways. Who had the 10th overall pick that the Chiefs used to go get Patrick Mahomes? The Buffalo Bills had that pick. Now, it ended up working out. The next year, the Bills get Josh Allen. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is better than Josh Allen. Just very important to note that the selection that the Chiefs actually used for Patrick Mahomes was Buffalo's. To what you just said, it was clear two drafts ago that the Chiefs desperately needed a wide receiver. Everybody knew they needed a wide receiver. Patrick Mahomes, he probably said, I'm not restructuring my contract this offseason if you guys don't spend a first-round pick to go get me a wide receiver. How did the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy? Buffalo had a choice. Buffalo had an opportunity to get Xavier Worthy. They then gave him to Kansas City, which makes absolutely no sense to me. Just take Keon Coleman right there. If you feel that strongly about it, just take Keon Coleman there. Why would you make a trade with Kansas City? Why would you give them a speedster at the position of need for them? It made no sense when they were there. And also important to note, the year that the Chiefs had the Tyreek Hill draft pick, they had the extra first-round pick, they ended up using that pick on Trent McDuffie. I thought it was pretty clear that the Chiefs moved up to go get somebody. They then moved up to go get Trent McDuffie. I think we then found out later that Buffalo was also very interested in Trent McDuffie, and they just got beat to the punch by Kansas City. Sometimes there's a group of individuals or a person that's just better than you. And at least over the last half decade or so, the Chiefs, they have just been better than the Bills at everything. They've been better at quarterback. They've been better at head coach. They've been better at the draft. They've been better at tailgating. They've been better at everything. The only thing that Buffalo has been better at than Kansas City over the last half decade is getting public funding for a stadium. That's the only thing they have done better than the Kansas City Chiefs over this time frame. There's not a single thing you can point to in which Buffalo has been superior. That's why one team has been to five Super Bowls, and that's why the other team is still watching Super Bowl highlights from 1994 and thinking, what if?
I think it's also really interesting to note with these two teams being connected. I think that adds a little fuel to the rivalry. Because we talked about it, and you said it yesterday in the show, and I think it's a great point, that this is the best rivalry in professional sports right now, period.
For
sure. I agree with you on that. It's the best rivalry in professional sports. I think one of the reasons it's so good is all the on-the-field stuff. I also think, you know, in your heroes and villains, which is what makes rivalries, the Bills have to feel like the Chiefs just keep doing, getting over on them over and over and over again. You're right, Mahomes, I forgot about that draft pick, although it comes out not in the wash, but they get Josh Allen. But it feels like they're beating us on the field in the biggest games of the year. They're playing it on their field in the biggest games of the year. And then we're in the war room, we're getting beat again. I think that's one of the things that makes this rivalry so fun is if you're a Bills fan, one of the reasons you hate the Chiefs, it's not just they beat you. They beat you in November, they beat you in February, and then you get beat again in May. And that adds another element, another little sprinkling of seasoning to this rivalry.
Sometimes the other guy is just better than you. Peyton Manning is phenomenal. Peyton Manning is one of the five best quarterbacks that we've ever seen. National spokesperson, great college player, won two championships, football royalty. Who doesn't love the Manning family? The Manning family has been in our lives for 50 years, dating back to Archie. His brother won two championships. His son was the, or their grandson, nephew, was the highly anticipated. Everybody loves the Mannings. Even Peyton Manning can look at somebody and say, I don't know, man, that guy was just better than me. Yeah, Tom was better than you. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, Tom was better than you are. When history ends, we will remember Tom Brady more than we will remember you. That's Josh Allen. Josh Allen is amazing. He really is amazing. There is just a person that's just been better than he is, and that person's been Patrick Mahomes. I want to play this, and this can be the unofficial third hit that we'll talk about. Now, I'm not saying that this team is going on a championship run, but I don't know, man. The Ravens are getting right. The Ravens are getting healthy. Maybe the Ravens got a little bit of juice left.
Bottom line is, win the division, they still can. And you asked me before, Chris, who am I taking tonight? I'm taking the Ravens. And I'm taking the Ravens. I don't know the next time I might not take the Ravens unless they're significantly hurt. The only time I might not take the Ravens, and it again, if they go on such a heater, maybe I consider it week 16 against the Patriots at home.
If you want to look at the Ravens schedule for the next, let's say, 2 months or so, they play Thursday night football tonight against the Dolphins. They go on the road and play Minnesota, on the road to play Cleveland. So they got three straight road games. If we're going to start having a serious conversation about the Ravens again, you got to win all three of these games. You're better than all three of these teams. They're certainly better than the Dolphins. They feel like they could fire their head coach at the end of the day. The Vikings right now, it's just, what is J.J. McCarthy? We're a year and a half into this thing, and J.J. McCarthy has like three starts in his NFL career. I don't know what to tell you about J.J. McCarthy. Cleveland, what are we doing here? Dylan Gabriel's a bottom three quarterback right now in the National Football League. They got the Jets. They got the Bengals. If the Ravens are going to get themselves back in it and get right and get healthy and go on a little bit of a heater here, man, it needs to start tonight. You got your quarterback back. You just came off a bye week. Man, it's time to get going if you are the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll see if they can do it. I just gave you the stretch. If the Ravens can't win these three games, there's no reason to have another conversation about the Ravens. If you lose on the road to the Vikings after you started 2-5, you're done. You're cooked. In the AFC, there's no reason to talk about you. Go ahead and get ready for the NFL draft. So we'll see how Thursday Night Football plays itself out. We got Ravens and Dolphins, which feels like a Netflix night to me. That's what it feels like. You know what it feels like? You should be watching Chad Powers on Hulu. You should be watching that Allen Iverson documentary, because Ravens and Dolphins, this just feels like, you know what? I'll just let my phone give me the notifications, and I'll let my phone tell me who ended up winning that game. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Steve Tasker, color commentator, covers the Bills. That's coming up next. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back into the show. Earlier today, we got a chance to be joined by Steve Tasker. He is in the Bills Hall of Fame. He is one of the best special teams players in the history of the National Football League. He is the color commentator for the Buffalo Bills, and he is on One Bills Live. We talked to him about the running game right now for the Bills. James Cook, he has the second most rushing yards of any player in the league behind Jonathan Taylor. We talked about how great he has looked since the Bills decided to go ahead and cut the check.
Yeah, he has been a huge part of the success that they've had. Their willingness to hand it off to him, their ability, and certainly in some games when they're up double digits, they're going to hand it off more anyway. So he's gotten more looks at it. And I think his production has allowed the Bills not to lean on Josh. It's been one more reason they haven't had to lean on Josh. Both he and Josh Allen didn't even play the fourth quarter against Carolina. And it's a good lesson for the NFL, people who watch the NFL. The Bills had this toss play against Carolina, and Carolina could not adjust to it, and the Bills just ran it into the ground. They had it like 10 times in the first half, and Carolina had no answers. At one point, James Cook had eight rushes for 80 yards in that game. So the Bills, if they can find different ways to beat you, they will. And we have really yet to see the passing game of the Bills, with the exception of opening night of the season on Sunday Night Football when they came from 15 points down in the second half of the fourth quarter against Baltimore. You really haven't had to lean on Josh Allen in the passing game at all. And people are starting to worry that it might not be there when they want it. We'll see probably for sure this week against Kansas City, because you have to be firing on all cylinders to beat the Chiefs.
Right now, we're talking to the Bills Hall of Famer, Steve Tasker. You can also catch him on One Bills Live, getting you ready for one of the biggest games of the NFL regular season between the Chiefs and the Bills. These two teams are linked in a lot of different ways. One way they're linked is at wide receiver. The Bills traded the pick that the Chiefs used to go get Xavier Worthy. They go pick up Keon Coleman. The Bills do. I want to get your thoughts on the Bills wide receiver room, because the wide receiver room for Kansas City has really starting to take shape. They got back Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, as I just mentioned, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, Hollywood Brown. There's a full complement of weapons right now for Patrick Mahomes, and that's how the offense has really turned the corner over the last month or so. Where is Buffalo offensively in the passing game right now with their MVP quarterback and his weapons?
Yeah, I think when they came into this season, they really felt good about their wide receiver room because it was a, such a talent upgrade over a year ago, where they made it to the conference championship, and you know they did trade for Amari Cooper mid-season last year, but they felt with the guys they got in with Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore, they felt like they upgraded the people behind Khalil Shakir and the tight end Dalton Kincaid. Keon Coleman, with a year under his belt, they felt like they would take a step forward. Because of injuries and Kincaid being in and out of the lineup, Joshua Palmer being in and out of the lineup, Elijah Moore being in and out of the lineup, they really never hit their stride. And Keon Coleman has yet to be really productive in a game. That's been a little bit of a disappointment, has Keon Coleman. But I think they still feel good about the room if they're healthy. Now, we have yet to see that, and perhaps it'll be a little healthier this week. Although Joshua Palmer's still not practicing. They're going to have their work cut out for them this week in particular because, you know you're going to have to score in the mid to high 30s to beat the Chiefs. And right now the Bills, while they're scoring in the high 20s and low 30s almost every week, it hasn't looked easy or as easy as it has in the past. I think they feel good about their guys in the wide receiver room if they're healthy. But as of this point in the NFL season, you know, they have not been.
Let's move over to the defensive side. I know that Ed Oliver is dealing with an injury, so he's not going to be there. That feels very critical in a matchup where you know you're going to have to win with your front four. You know you have to get pressure against Kansas City. How do you think the Bills' defense lines up with Kansas City's offense right now? That is as hot as they've been in 3-4 seasons.
Yeah, I don't know if any defense in the league lines up with Kansas City's offense right now. You kind of got to hope. You know, make them go the long way, the 12 or 15 play drives, which they do really well. I mean, they're as good as anybody doing that as well. But it gives you more chances to either get a tip pass on a third down or, that kind of thing. Have them make a mistake on the way to the end zone. So that's really the way that you've got to play this team, I think, the Kansas City Chiefs defensively. They got a little boost from Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi, as I mentioned. Maxwell Harrison will probably get a few more snaps this week. They're trying to get a little bit more athletic in the back end of their defense. Cole Bishop is now on the starting lineup. They put Maxwell Harrison in a corner, and they've got Christian Benford. So they feel a little better about their athleticism out there. But, you know, the Chiefs go so deep at wide receiver, it's really hard for any defense to match up, let alone the Bills. So, we'll see if Michael Hoyt, Ogunjobi, Greg Rousseau, A.J. Epenesa can get some pressure on Mahomes, keep him in the pocket. But, you know, you just try and get what you can get. And I think the key to playing the Chiefs, and I think for this Bills team in the past, the key has been making plays. It hasn't been like stopping their run completely or getting them off the field on third down. It's about finding an opportunity, tipping a pass for an interception, getting a turnover. And that's been the way to get on top of the Chiefs. If you don't make a play or multiple plays against the Chiefs, they're just too good to beat. So that's really the key for Buffalo. If you get a guy like Matt Milano out there who has some instincts like that, Christian Benford, those kind of guys, Terrell Bernard, you get some guys with some instincts who can make some plays, then you've got a chance against them. But I think that's the key for the Bills defensively. It has been in the past in their victories.
We talk a lot about this game and keys to the game and who's going to step up and who's going to make this play. It seems like these games have really been defined by moments. You think to a couple of years ago, Travis Kelce makes the lateral to Kadarius Toney, but he's lined up offsides. Josh Allen last year on the fourth down in the regular season game, the failed tush push in the AFC championship game. These two teams are about as close as I think two teams can be, and usually it comes down to who can capitalize on that moment, who can make the big play, and that ultimately decides who wins these matchups.
Absolutely. We were talking in our office about, you know, the series. They played nine times, and you know, they're 5-4. I think the Chiefs are 5, and the Bills have won 4 or whatever. And, you know, this is a matchup that has been going on for 5 or 6 years. And the Chiefs have scored 243 points in the matchup, and the Bills have scored 242. That's how close this has been. So that's why, you know, everybody's looking forward to this game. You kind of hope that it's, you know, that the Bills can hold in. The Chiefs are playing so well right now. It's hard to, it's, and there's a reason why they're favored on the road in Buffalo. It's even though Buffalo's a tough place to play, they are playing so well. And Buffalo's got some question marks, not only with their roster, but also with their production and who's going to carry the load offensively. So, and their defense has not played, you know, like a top-notch defense. So it's one of those games where it looks like this may be a time when the Chiefs can come in and have their way with Buffalo. But even so, it's going to be one of those games you got to watch.
Steve, last couple of questions here. First one is, how are you feeling about the division? The Bills, very similar to Kansas City, have dominated their division for the last handful of years. But it seems like Kansas City has real threats, Denver, Los Angeles. It feels like Buffalo has a very similar threat in their division as well with New England. New England beating them earlier this year.
Yeah, New England's playing extremely well. Drake May is playing great football. The Bills were -2 in the turnover margin the first time they played, and they had 11 penalties, I believe, as well. Just did not play well against the Patriots, and they got them on the last, you know, walk-off field goal. That's how you win in a division game, right? So the Bills know they're chasing the Patriots. They feel like they can beat anybody when they play their game, but they didn't. So it's going to be a race down to the wire. Those two teams meet late in the season. I believe it's in week number 15 they meet. And so the division is going to be up in the air until then, because it doesn't look like New England's going anywhere. They've got a fourth place schedule because of their record last year. And, you know, so they're not going to hit too many bumps in the road on their way down the stretch until they meet Buffalo in week 15.
That was Steve Tasker joining us on the show. He is the Bills color commentator. He is with One Bills Live, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills coming up on Sunday. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, before we get out of here, we got a couple of things that we need to do. Our Thursday night two-leg parlay is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be. Coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Lamar is back. They're playing a bad team. I am going to take a Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown in this one. This just feels like a Lamar scores. We spend all Friday telling you that the Ravens are back and watch out for them in the division. You can see this storyline coming a mile away. I also would place a small wager on Mike McDaniel is not going to make it through the weekend. So go ahead and give me a Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown as part of our parlay.
I will take the second leg of the parlay, and I think we're going to see some points tonight, Carrington. The Ravens defense is bad. The Dolphins defense is bad.
The Ravens defense is getting a little bit better. They're turning things around.
It's been salty of late, but it's not good by any means. So I like the over tonight at 51.5. You play the over with the Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown over on our friends at FanDuel, and it's plus 308. So, you know, don't watch the game, but watch your gambling app and see if you are successful or not.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in watching this Thursday night football game. To be completely honest, none. I feel like we got a night off in sports. We got a meaningless Thursday night football game and no baseball, no World Series tonight. We're getting back tomorrow with Toronto with the chance to win the series. Yeah, I don't plan on watching much of this Thursday night football game. I'm all right.
Tonight is a good night to catch up on shows that you haven't been watching because of the sports calendar.
Yeah, I plan on yesterday after the World Series was over. I wasn't really tired, so I started to watch The Long Walk. Mm. I pulled it up on Fire Stick Records. And
I think it's like a regular available now. I don't think you need Fire Stick Records.
I mean, you thought I was buying it on demand?
That's fair.
Okay, you thought that I was about to go on Amazon, I was going to pay $19.99 to watch that movie? No, I pulled it up on Fire Stick Records.
Forgot who I was talking to for a minute. That's on me. My bad. Continue on. Yeah.
It was free in 1080p, so I watched it that way in surround sound. It was great. I really, really enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was a very, very good movie. I mean, I knew the premise of the movie, but just the character development and just, it was good. And I really, really enjoyed it. I probably will start the Allen Iverson documentary today. That's why Iverson was making the rounds last week. He was on New Heights. He was on a lot of different things. I probably will end up watching the Allen Iverson documentary. That's probably what I'll end up starting today.
I think I might. So I think I'm going to watch that Murdaugh show on Hulu. The Murdaugh murder was very fascinating, like in real life. We already have a TV show about it.
Have you watched The Perfect Neighbor yet? Like I told you to watch.
I know, but my wife did. She raved about The Perfect Neighbor.
She didn't even watch it, man. It's terrible.
Have you watched Task yet? I told you to watch Task on HBO Max.
Uh-uh. What happened to what? Task?
Task. It's a nice 7-episode miniseries. It's about an FBI task force against the mob and up in the hills of West Virginia.
Oh, my HBO password expired. I got to re-up. I got to re-up. I got to re-up from the plug.
That's fair.
I got to re-up. Can we actually end the show talking about this? Did you guys see that our dear friend of the show, Denny Matthews, he's getting married. Denny Matthews is getting married for the first time. You know how old Denny Matthews is? He's 83. Denny Matthews getting married. I already asked for the registry. You think I'm not getting Denny Matthews a gift? I can't wait to get Denny Matthews a gift. Cannot wait.
Did you get an invite?
No, I didn't get one. Then when I saw how many people got invited, it makes sense. They said they were keeping it small. Only 150 people got invited.
150 does not seem like the definition. As someone who went through this process, 150 is not small.
I'm just saying, just, you know, Dayton Moore, you know what I mean? Like Royals front office, family, friends.
So basically, if you got invited to the 10-year gala at
for
Union
sure.
Station,
yeah, okay, it's one of those
that
people.
That makes sense.
Her family, his family. If you're only inviting 150 people, I mean, me and Denny are close. I don't think we're 150 close. No.
Top 150.
150 close. But I'm buying Denny Matthews a gift. Are you going to go in on it with me? You going in on a gift with me for Denny?
I mean, anyone can use a nice new pair of candlesticks, something like that.
No, I'm getting Denny a really good gift. I'm getting Denny a gift card to 1587 Prime. Why don't you take your lady out on me? Take your lady out on the drive.
Then we are not splitting that. That's too expensive.
Yeah, Denny been coming on the show for free for years just off the strength of our relationship. Of course, I'm hooking Denny up. I ain't going to let him do Denny like this. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. We got a lot planned. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.